This call is being recorded.
Now let yourself move into your Merkaba or Merkaba. Your light body vehicle. Those of you that don't know what it is, just know that it is. Know that it is there. See it as a three-dimensional six-pointed star or tetrahedron. That it is a vehicle of travel. Some call it the light body. Move into that vehicle now, into that Merkaba. And once in it, begin to float up away from your physical body. See your physical body falling down below you now as you move up, up, up through the roof of the building, wherever you are, higher and higher. Notice the spinning of your Merkaba. It is spinning all around you. You, your consciousness, your etheric or astral body, you are stationary within. Everything is spinning around you. Higher and higher. So you move up past the Earth's atmosphere. You can turn back around now and see the Earth below. Beautiful blue planet, Gaia. And as you're looking at the planet, see that it is ensouled by Gaia herself. See the energy all around her. And as you're looking at this, begin to move the timeline ahead. See the Earth, see Gaia as she becomes, as the energy shift and change upon her and within her. And she's moving into higher and higher vibrations, into that fifth dimension and beyond. See the changes that happen as a result of this. As a result of her ascension. But know that as she ascends, all life forms on the planet must also ascend, or they can no longer be there. So all life forms will move on and ascend into the higher vibrations along with her. To see this happening now, you can say it would be after the event, after that great pulse of energy that comes from the galactic central sun, but which you now know originates from the actual universal sun. Many of you know that. It is at the point where Prime Creator finishes the breath, the inward breath, and begins to breathe out. The point between an energy and a rest, or a rest and an energy. The zero point. See the Earth now, Gaia, shifting and changing and becoming all that she can be once again, just as she was as of old. All life forms on the planet, shifting and changing with her. Allow yourselves now to begin to drift back from wherever you find yourself, back towards your physical body, coming back down in your Merkaba, back down towards your body. Let your consciousness now move from the Merkaba, which is also though a part of you. It is you. Let your consciousness move back into your physical form. Back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Archangel Michael, and I come at this time to be with you, to share with you, to bring you forward into that new understanding that you are all coming toward. Many things are in a matter of flux at this point. Many things outside of yourself, but many things are shifting and changing within you. And all of this is natural. All of this is part of the great orchestration of the great plan that is in the works. You, as you know, many of you know now, are all part of this great plan. All part of making this plan become all that it can be. For without you, there would be no plan, no implementation of this plan. So allow yourselves now to begin to understand and know more and more who you are. And as you are coming to conflicts and various things that come up in your life, know that you need to continue to use that discernment, that part that is within you, to know what is right for you or not right for you, what feels right. And if it feels right, it usually is so. When you think of spreading the light, when you think of sharing the light, it is not to go and speak to everyone out there, for not all are ready to listen. Many are not yet awakened, such as you are. But for those that are just beginning their awakening process, they are ripe for you to bring a new understanding to them. That is when you reach out. That is when you share the light that is within you. And as you share the light that is within you, you merge with the light that is within each other. For many of you are going through a merging process now. You are merging with your higher selves. You are merging or beginning the process of merging with your twin souls, your twin flames. That is all in the works at this point, moving in the process of ascension. Ascension is just that, ascending, moving to a higher frame of existence, a higher vibration of love. Or at that higher vibration, there is nothing but love. All of the old paradigm, all of the old lower emotions will dissipate more and more over this process. Until finally, there will be nothing but pure love. Love unconditional for yourself and for each and every member, or each and every life form on the planet. You all now are in the process. You're all in the process of moving forward, of becoming all that you can be, all that you are meant to be, all that you know yourselves to be. For deep within you, you all have that, those memories, that knowing of who you are and how you are all coming back to this understanding. So I say to you now as Archangel Michael, I say to you now to trust. Trust in yourself. Trust in your fellow human being. Trust in all the life forms around you. For all life forms are you, and you are all life forms. We are all one with the universe. Everything now is exactly as it needs to be in this very moment. And in the next moment, and the next moment after that, you continue to move through into new understandings, new rememberings, new levels of consciousness. For the old consciousness, the old ways, is falling away very rapidly now and is being replaced by the new level, new higher level of consciousness that you all are. Continue now in all ways to use your discernment. That is a very important message at this time. For things will come along at various times, and you will wonder, have you been on the right track all along? You will wonder if you are being misled. But if you go deep within yourself, you will always have that answer. Ask within yourself and truly know thyself. All of my peace and love be with all of you as we continue on in this journey together, fighting the good fight, but of course fighting it with light and love. For that, in the final analysis, is all that matters.
Om Mani Padme Hum Ma Om Mani Padme Hum Ma Om Ma Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here to be with you and to continue on in this wonderful journey that we are all on. And it is a journey. It is a journey that has its ups and downs, and its all around and everything in between. And as these things continue to come up in your lives, just know that you are not alone. You always have those around you to assist you, to work with you, and just continue to trust. As Archangel Michael says, as we have been saying for so long now, trust in yourselves. Because the answers are there within you. Yes, you can ask outside of yourself. You can ask different things about what you need to do to follow along on the path. But when it really comes down to it, it is your higher self. It is that connection with your higher self that is what you need to come back to. And you are coming back to it because as your vibrations continue to increase, and increase and increase, you continue then to make more and more of that connection with your higher self. And then eventually, as you are ready for it, you will begin to make those connections with the multidimensional parts of yourself, including that of your twin flame as you are ready for it. That is not for all of you at this point. That is something, though, that is coming. It is real. It is a part of the expression of who you are, who you are as a totality here. So continue to allow for the entire process to continue to be orchestrated and know that everything along the way is a part of this, whether it seems like it is right to you in the moment or not. But if it is something that is totally foreign into you or brings fear up in you or brings doubt in yourself, then it is something to pass on and move beyond. Only those things that resonate within you, that is the word here, that resonate within you, that is what you follow in all respects, nothing else.
Okay? Do you have questions here for one who serves? Please need to unmute your phones now at this point.
I have a question to serve. Hello.
Yes.
This is Irena. I got confused lately and confused about my purpose in this group. So can you give me a hint about it?
Yes. Your purpose in this group is just as your purpose is in life. It is whatever it needs to be in the given moment. We have said this before, when those ask of what is our purpose, what are we here to do? And we always give the same answer. Your purpose is exactly what it is in the moment, but the next moment your purpose can change. You did not all come into this lifetime with only one purpose. There is contracts that you've signed, you might say, and there is a blueprint that you are following, but your purpose itself becomes, it changes as your consciousness moves ahead in various ways. In other words, you have freedom of choice, and your freedom of choice takes you in different directions, always staying, though, along the path. And if you do deter from the path, those of your ones that are there to guide you are always there to nudge you back. So no need to be concerned there. If you are not sure what you are doing here in this group, just the fact that you are in this group should tell you something here. Because this group is not for everyone. This group is for those who are ready to begin to understand more and more fully who they are and what they are here to do. And as you are in this group, you are in that coming to that understanding that you are realizing that you are in the right place at the right time, in the right moment. You just need to allow for the process to develop within you at any given time, okay?
Another way to flow with Markov, what I can't pronounce that name of that my ship when I fly around during the meditation?
Your Merkaba.
Yeah, Merkaba. So fly with Merkaba. Another way, go with the flow.
Go with the flow, yes. Always.
Thank you.
Go with the flow, yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Other questions?
I have a question. This is Nijia, one who serves.
Yes.
The last night at the last channeling in the advance, I was aware about the Elohim among other beings, and I was aware about the specific conversation. Among other things, it's kind of partially about me. So the next night when I went back home, at sleepy time, I was a little bit scared because I had the knowing that some beings are going to visit me. So I let the light on in the room. And definitely when I went to sleep, it was like in the dream state, or what it looks like a dream state. I saw 12 statues, like a clay statue, something like that. And then the life came in and those beings, and they get into my room. And I think that was the council of 12. And it looks like that was the advanced light, the way for kind of a connection or stronger connection with them. So my question is, when we're talking about the Elohim, are they 12? Or I don't know if the number is relevant. And the other question is the connection with the Council of 12. Did it really get strengthened during the advance, or what I need to know at this time about it? Thank you.
You are definitely experiencing a council, and the council is of 12, and that is important in itself. To understand, though, that it is the Elohim, we would not say that that is so. But it is a connection to higher level beings, certainly, that you are a part of, or certainly were a part of, coming into this lifetime. And you are reestablishing, you might say, that connection. many of you, not only this one who is asking this question, but many of you are associated in this same way with these councils of 12. Because as Sananda has said several times before, in talking about the 12 of 12, you are all a part of this in one way or another. And this expression that is coming out is bringing you closer to these remembrances as they come back to you. That is not to say that you will all be on these councils, but you will have that opportunity to be a part of this as we move forward. They are not necessarily councils as you think of them in your government type of activities. This is beyond the government seats as you have them here now. These are councils at higher levels of consciousness, into the fourth, fifth, and even higher dimensional frequencies, you might say. This is something that is coming back to many of you, and many more of you will have these dreams and these understandings coming to you. Okay?
Yeah, and how to strengthen the connection?
You did not understand that.
How to make the connection stronger?
The connection, you strengthen the connection by simply believing it is real and intending for it to continue. And if you do so, you will have more of these connections coming to you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yes. When we did the meditation for being in three places at once during the advance, I got I don't know how to describe it, but I felt like different vibrations, and they kept going faster and faster and faster, like in my aura and in my body, and I at the time I couldn't really figure it out, but I started focusing on it. Then I had to, you know, step back and focus back in all three places where I was, and then later on I got a message that it was my chakras, like, not quite being, you know, all together, or I could feel different ones vibrating at different speeds. I just wanted to know if that was confirmation, if that's what that was.
You want to know if it's confirmation of what exactly here?
The vibrations that I felt, I could feel them going so fast, and I got a message that it was my chakras that I could
think
was what I was feeling.
I could ask a question here of you. Did you feel like they were vibrating? Did you feel that?
Yeah, that was my question, is was it my chakras? I felt something. I mean, just, yes.
But we are saying here, if you felt the vibrations, then why would you question whether they were real or not?
Well, I felt them. But I didn't know what they were at the time, and then I got a message from
them.
Yes. Okay.
They are as you are saying. We are just attempting to get you to understand, to trust in yourself, to not need to always ask outside of yourself for confirmation of these things when you are feeling them directly within you at the time. You see?
Yeah. I know. I have trouble with that sometimes. I just don't listen to my own knowing.
That's correct. Yes. And that is the guidance that we are here to give you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hello, the one who serves.
Hello, yes.
Hello. It's me from way over here. I haven't done a meditation for a while since coming back from the advance, so that was just wonderful to go through that with Michael. And because it's been a bit of a crazy one for me, as you well know. And but I'm okay. I'm back on track. And but I just, obviously, through the meditation then, up in my macabre, almost like a beam of light came out of the aurora. And I'm not sure, it's never happened before, but a huge beam of light just came out just to cover me and my Merkaba. And I had a real heart feeling in my heart when this great big beam came and just shone on me like a huge light. And I wasn't too sure why did that happen. And it was beautiful, by the way. And then my twin Ray did come out in his light body. And then I was led to come back in. So I wondered what that was all about.
This is a reconnection for you, because you had somewhat gone off track for just a brief time here and beginning to question yourself and question all that you had been to up until this point. And this is a reaffirmation for you to trust in yourself and trust in your knowings as they have been given to you over a period of time and will continue to be given. But as you tend to move away because of various things that come up and lead you astray, you might say, temporarily, then you then come back to the true knowing of who you are within yourself. And that is always where you need to come back to. So that, we believe, would answer your question here.
Oh, lovely. Yes, and it does. Yes, I felt it so much in my heart.
You are back where you need to be, back where you belong.
I'm home.
Yes.
I thank you, and I love you so much. Thank you so much. And I love everybody. Thank you.
Hello, wonderful. Wonderful to hear from you. I'm being prompted
please,
to...
In room here, please turn up the sound. It is difficult to somewhat hear.
Okay, so I'm being prompted to just ask this question to sort
more.
Of make sure this... Can you hear me?
Hold,
hello?
Please.
I don't know how to turn. I can't even see it. One moment.
Very good. Now, please continue.
Yes, I'm being prompted to ask this question to be sure that the space is clear and get your take on it and make sure that, you know, we're all in a good space around this. There was a little friction, as you might recall, at the last advance, there was a conversation that I guess Randy was putting forward about twin flames and higher selves and the matrix and all of this. And I've heard some of this in the past as well. And I love my sister, Randy. I don't know what she's gone through or whatnot, but I guess my question is this. Is there anything, any message that was trying to come through her that perhaps was getting garbled and warped? What is your take on that whole thing that happened that we could all, like, put anything to rest that might be within us?
First of all, we would say, as we have been saying all along, everything is being orchestrated. So you are in the right energy at the right moment. And in that particular instance that you are talking about, it was about integrating the energies, integrating the masculine and feminine energies, integrating the dark and the light. And all of this was important that you continue to understand the totality of the being that you are, being both sides, you might say, as was said, both sides of the same coin. And it is important to know that the integration is necessary for you to realize that you are a complete being, you might say, having both the masculine and the feminine energies, and also allowing for the integration of that darkness and the light within you. We all have that dark side, that shadow within us. And that is important to know this, that it is all part of the one. So whether it brought up instances of misunderstandings or different concepts on all of this, this was all purposeful for you to move further and further along in your use of your discernment within yourself. This is what is so important here, to continue to use that discernment, to continue to know what feels right within you, what resonates within you. So this was all purposeful in that sense. The fact that it got somewhat out of hand at times, you might say, then that is also still purposeful because it helps you to begin able to work with these energies and to understand the energies within yourself and how they can sometimes lead you astray, as somewhat happened with a few of you here. But that is all coming back to a more full understanding, and it is all, again, about who you are. Not about what anyone else says or what anyone else does, but what you feel within yourself at any given moment here. Always look for that joyness within you, because that is what is so important. Find that deeper level of knowing, that deeper level of who you are, and that you are the full integration within yourself, okay?
Yes, thank you. Beautiful.
For that one who serves.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Recently in meditations and sometimes in sleep, it feels as though I'm getting a message from the spirit of JFK.
We need to ask you here, you seem to be on a what you call a speaker phone. Can you please?
Okay, I was using a mic from my phone. Is this better?
Yes, much better.
Okay. Okay, so thank you for taking my question. It feels as though, it's felt as though lately in some meditations and in sleep state that I'm being reached out to by the spirit of JFK. And the message, is, as far as I can discern it so far, is that they're calling on me now to play my role. This is what I've heard. Can you elaborate on this message and perhaps how it might relate to the expedition in New Mexico?
We can tell you when you hear play your role, and that is interesting because you are the one, Josh, no?
Yes.
And it is interesting because that is what you do in your life at this point. You play your roles. You are an actor. And you are acting out those things in your life which you need to do at any given time. So the connection with the JFK, as you are saying, is important, not so much that you have a direct connection with this one, but there is there is a calling, you might say, at this level of understanding, not that you would be president or anything of this nature, but that you have it within yourself to be a leader, to be a one that can take charge, one that can move forward, one that can bring change to not only yourself and those around you, but even to the point of bringing change to the world when you are ready for this. And this is the connection there. As the JFK brought change to the world, even in that short period of time, brought much change. Much more could have been if it would have been allowed, but it was not, because it was part of the purpose that he would go through what he did. But this is the connection that you have with this one and what you are receiving here. As to the expedition to the for the records, then this is all part of that as well, because you are in that process of moving to not so much find the records that are there, but to find the memories within yourself and know why you are there and why you are experiencing what you are experiencing and why you are the fit that comes into this group at this time. Okay?
Okay, and does this tie in also to the vision I had while meditating at the advance in which I was taken to Washington, D.C.?
May I offer?
Yes, please.
The energy of JFK is the energy of exposure. And his goal was to expose that which was a false front for the world. And the mission that you are on, Josh, is tied to exposure, exposing that which is a false concept or concepts, a false front. And these things which you see, like the meditation in Washington, is because that area is the perpetration of falsehoods. And you seek the truth in all ways. And that is why those things are showing up. Thank you.
Very good. Does this answer your question, dear Josh?
It's certainly illuminating, but there's an aspect of the question that relates to what you said at the time, which was that that was done to make me privy to a meeting of the Alliance.
Yep.
Yes.
The truth.
That is correct. You have things ahead of you that you yet do not understand or even have a glimpse of yet what is coming. For your particular part in this.
Okay. Is there anything you can offer me to, perhaps accelerate getting clarity around this?
We have already given you more at this point than would be normally intended here.
Okay. Please, thank you very much.
Take these advice, these guidance here, and just take it within yourself and allow for the process to unfold.
Yes.
Thank you very much. That resonates. Thank you.
Yes.
I have a question, please.
Yes.
Hi. You hear me? Okay. My question is, we have 32 nations now, and the Earth is going to become the 33rd. As I understand it. Now, I don't completely understand what those councils are and what happens with them and what their let's say, jobs are. Could you explain something about that, sir?
What would you like to know about? You are speaking of the Galactic Federation and all of these, the councils, is this correct?
Yes.
And
my question is, I know the Earth will become the 33rd.
The Earth has already become this.
Okay.
You do not know this yet, but it is already a part of this. It just has not been expressed outward, but it is in process of moving in that direction to do so. To understand more fully beyond that, it is difficult at this time because you are still in the infancy, you might say, of the many changes that are coming here. But know that the changes are coming, and eventually the Earth, as you know it, will be announced at some point, will be part of the Galactic Federation and the Federation of Worlds.
Oh, yeah, the world. That's what I forgot
yes.
to say. Forgot.
Yes.
Mom.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hello, the one who served. This is Gene. My question is actually quick. Ada, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Every day my body is vibrating, and now it's getting to the point where my whole entire body just vibrates at time whenever I sit, and it's getting to the point where I do not really understand what's going on. Is there... Now, what's your thought on that?
What we can tell you is your Kundalini energy is activating, and it will continue to activate and will continue to activate as long as you continue to allow for it to be. If it becomes too much at some point, you can ask for it to be curtailed somewhat, diminished somewhat. But if you allow it to continue to go, it will continue to take it. Continue to take through its process here. So we would suggest that you just simply let go and let everything happen and go with the flow here. But it is the Kundalini energy process that is activating.
May I share?
Yes, please.
And Shoshana is telling me, Jean, that the vibration in your body will become a normal feeling eventually, that you will not notice it because it will be integrated within you. And to not resist that.
Yes. And this activation that is occurring will be very important in your trip to this search for the records as well.
Great. Thank you.
Yes. Any further questions now before we release John? And we are ready to release channel.
Yeah, actually, I have a quick one before you go.
Yes.
Springing off what Jean just said, and I've had a lot of the vibrations in my body as well. It seems to be like vibrating like crazy. But what I wanted to ask is, for someone who doesn't know about ascension or anything like that, but maybe they are lighthearted, happy, carefree, loving beings kind of thing, could they have some of those same symptoms as well but not know what they are?
They certainly can, yes, and many do. But they do not have the understanding that many of you have and are continuing to have here. But just
okay.
Because they do not know what is occurring doesn't mean it's not occurring.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Husserl, do you mind if I ask one more question?
Make it quick, please.
Very quick, okay? I don't want to go too details, but I felt some moments being very insignificant in this group. So if this has, because like I said before about my purpose in the group, and it's moments I felt very insignificant in this group, because I have been in all the time, during my lifetime here, trying to not to be pushed away from whatever road I was going, because people always try to jeopardize my purpose, whatever purpose it's going to be, because I still don't know. So this is what my question was, is that confusion, that feeling me insignificant came back, and I don't want that feeling. That's all.
All we can tell you is you are feeling insignificant because you are not responding or not knowing fully who you are. And as you, and all of you now, as you come to understand more and more fully who you are, there is no way then to feel insignificant, because you are the universe. Is the universe insignificant?
No.
Think of it in terms of larger picture here. You are the universe. We are all the universe together. We are all one together. And then how then could we be insignificant? That is saying that God is insignificant. You see? It is not possible. Therefore, it is not possible for you to be insignificant. Everyone has a part to play in this ascension process. Some greater parts, seemingly, and some lesser parts, seemingly. But it all is still a part, nonetheless. You all have your own piece of the puzzle here to add. So just sit back, let it be, and go with the flow. And if the flow takes you to take action in some way, to speak to someone, to open a book for someone, to share it in some way, to spread the light, then do so. But do not push it. Do not force anyone. You do not like it when those come and knock on your doors and are spreading their understanding of what they think is the truth. So, therefore, you would not need to do that to anyone else as well. Okay?
You're saying being patient.
We are going to release channel now. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.